A sea of green and white was on proud display at Monday's Francophone festivities for Franco-Ontarian Day in Penetanguishene. Hundreds of students from École Publique Saint-Joseph, École Secondaire Le Caron, and École Élémentaire Catholique Saint-Louis filled the amphitheatre seating at Rotary Champlain-Wendat Park on Monday morning. Dignitaries from all levels of government joined the students, as well as school boards Conseil Scolaire Viamonde and Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir. Penetanguishene and surrounding area remains host to the largest francophone communities in Simcoe County and region, with 408 years of French presence recognized from the time French explorer Samuel de Champlain arrived on the shores of Georgian Bay just a short distance from where Monday's ceremony occurred. Overseeing the event was Master of Ceremonies Hubert Taberge, on-air personality for CFRH 88.1 to 106.7 Le Clay, Canada's only 100% francophone radio station located right in Penetanguishene. He informed Midland Today as to the significance of the green and white colors on the Franco-Ontarian flag as well as the clothing worn by nearly all attendees. "It's like the landscape of Ontario," explained Taberge. "Green represents all the green fields of Ontario, and white are the fields in winter. The lily, is for French, and the trillium, is for Ontarian. It's both in the same flag." Speeches were kept relatively short by politicians, including Mayor Doug Rawson and Count Bonita Desroches in English and French respectively, Leslie Stroud on behalf of Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop, and Count Doug LaRue on behalf of Simcoe North MP Adam Chambers. Penetanguishene Centennial Museum Supervisor, Curator Nicole Jackson shared the history of the iconic Gateway Twin Angel statues that were erected in 1921 for the town's 300th anniversary celebration of Champlain's arrival, and to solidify the relationship between French and English cultures in the town. Through recent endeavors, supported in part through the Canadian Heritage Grant, the municipality recently relocated the angels to a location on the true border of Penetanguishene, elevated high enough to provide a proper entrance welcome for residents and visitors alike. With the assistance of Recreation Director Sherry Desjardins, two angel-inspired metal art pieces from local artisans were also unveiled, which will be displayed at Town Hall as well as the local Tourist Information Center along with signs explaining their significance. "It truly represents for Penetanguishene the Francophone and English communities living together harmoniously," said Desjardins. Shortly after speeches from school board officials and their students, a mass of the attendees gathered onto the amphitheatre stage where a raising of the green and white Franco-Ontarian Day flag was performed as students from St. Joseph and St. Louis sang "Mon Beau Drapeau" as commemoration of the event. Serge L'Espérance, vice principal of École Secondaire Le Caron, wore colorful green and white in the handkerchief on his head. "It's a day to celebrate who we are, our heritage, and the group we belong to," L'Espérance told Midland Today. "It's nice to see that students and staff value the importance of being able to celebrate together today. Being a Franco-Ontarian, and being a former student of the Franco-Ontarian system, it's very important for me to celebrate something that many of our ancestors have fought for in the past, and that it's recognized to this day. So it brings great joy not only for myself but also for my kids who are here today," he added. Throughout the event, Taberge and the politicians kept the students engaged, interacting with them with humor, trivia and many cheers. Following the ceremony, members of the public were invited to Le Clay de la Baie en Hurony at the parking lot of 64 Main Street for additional activities organized by the radio station, including music by 2019 Gala Trill or nominee La Flafranco.